This is a song sung by Narottam Das Thakur. He says, when that day will come, that I shall sing simply Lord Chaitanya's name and there will be shivering on my body. Gauranga bolite have pulakasari. Pulakasari means shivering on the body. When one is factually situated in the transcendental platform, sometimes there are 8 kinds of symptoms, crying, talking like a madman, and shivering of the body, dancing without any care for any other man. These symptoms develop automatically, they are not practiced artificially. So, Narottam Das Thakur is aspiring for that day. Not that one has to artificially imitate, that he does not recommend. He says, when that day will come, so that simply by uttering the name of Lord Chaitanya, there will be a shivering on my body. Gauranga bolite habe pulakasari and Hari Hari bolite. And as soon as I shall chant Hari Hari or Hare Krishna, there will be pouring down of tears from my eyes. Hari Hari bolite noyane bhave neer. Neer means water. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, when that day will come, we should simply aspire. But if by Krishna's grace that stage we can reach, these symptoms will come automatically. But Narottam Das Thakur says that it is not possible to reach that stage without being freed from material affection. Therefore he says, Ar kabe nitai chand karuna koribe, when that day will come, when Lord Nityananda's mercy will be bestowed upon me, so that vishaya chariya, Ar kabe nitai chand karuna koribe, saṃsār vāsanā mor kabe tuchhat. Saṃsār vāsanā means the desire for material enjoyment. Saṃsār vāsanā mor kabe tuchhat. When my desire for material enjoyment will be insignificant, non-important. Tuchha. Tuchha means a thing which we calculate no value, throw it out. Similarly, a spiritual advancement is possible when one is convinced that this material world and material happiness is no value. It cannot give me any real bliss of life. This conviction is very much necessary. Saṃsāra vāsanā mor kabe tuchha. And he also says that when I shall be free from the desires of material enjoyment, then it will be possible to see the real nature of Vrindavan. Viṣaya chariya kabe suddha habe mon. When my mind will be completely purified, uncontaminated from the material contamination, at that time it will be possible for me to see what is Vrindavan. In other words, one cannot go to Vrindavan by force and live there and he will achieve that transcendental bliss. No. One has to make his mind freed from all material desires. Then one can live at Vrindavan and relish its residential benefit. So Narottam Das Thakur says that Vishaya chhariya kabe shuddha habe mon, when my mind will be freed from the contamination of this material enjoyment and I shall be purified, then it will be possible for me to see Vrindavan as it is. Otherwise, it is not possible. And he says again that to go to Vrindavan means to understand the transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So how this will be possible? So he says, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Vyakuti. Rupa Goswami, beginning from Rupa Goswami down to Raghunath Das Goswami, there are six Goswamis, Rupa Sanatan, Gopal Bhatta, Raghunath Bhatta, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So he says, Rupa Raghunatha Pada, beginning from Rupa Goswami down to Raghunath Das Goswami, Pade, at their lotus. When I shall be eager to be attached at their lotus feet, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Vyakuti, Akuti, eagerness. What is that eagerness? That means to understand Radha Krishna through the guidance of the Goswamis. One should not try to understand Radha Krishna by his own effort. That will not help him. As these Goswamis, they have given us direction, just like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So one has to follow step after step, how to make progress. Then there will be a fortunate day when we shall be able to understand what is the pastimes or loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, if we take it as ordinary boy and girl reciprocating their loving feelings, then we will misunderstand. Then there will be the production of Prakita Sahajya, victims of Vrindavan. So, Narottam Das Thakur is giving us the direction how one can reach the highest perfectional state of associating with Radha and Krishna. The first thing is that one should be very much attached to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That will lead us, because he came to deliver the understanding of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one should first of all surrender to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By surrendering to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu will be pleased. And by his pleasing, we shall be freed from material desires. And when material desires are no more, then we shall be able to enter Vrindavan. And after entering Vrindavan, when you are eager to serve the six Goswamis, then we can reach the platform to understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna.